Lori Davis, she is the main gal in charge down there with the IAM Indigenous Artists Collective. They have another awesome Indigenous market pre-Christmas happening this weekend down at the Alberta Avenue Community League. Dante and Tatawa, welcome back, Auntie, to the Windspeaker Radio Network.
Holy, let me tell you, I'm just trying to knock the dust off me here. I was on the Snaggin' Trail, but now it's time for our holiday market this weekend, so I'm focusing.
Yes.
So we have some amazing entertainment coming up this weekend. It's free admission to come out, but we are asking folks, if you can, clean out your closets, bring your warm winter gear, toiletries, women's sanitary items, and we'll make sure they get to the people that need them the most this holiday season.
Awesome. So looking for some donations for our more vulnerable population, maybe some toiletries, some women's stuff. What do you got planned for by way of entertainment down there?
Absolutely. So we have 3 days jam-packed, starting out on Friday from 3 till 10 p.m. And we've got all sorts of folks, including DJ Nyla's coming in. We got Bobby Joe Starr, who's an emerging Indigenous performer who's really talented. We have the Four Winds Fashion Show happening on Friday night. Savage Plain, which is a sibling duo that come out. Chelsea Young, who, if you know any Indigenous performers, you know Chelsea Young, so she'll be coming out. And then we have a drag showcase with LaDonna Cree and Cedar T, and that's just on day one.
Yeah, and then you got a full weekend plan. What about artisans? What can people expect down there, you know, when they want to do some shopping down there?
So we have a little over 80 vendors that are going to be set up, so that's like a stunning amount. And we have everything from apparel to home decor to bath and beauty products, beadwork, moccasins, all sorts of traditional and contemporary Indigenous art. So yeah, for sure. And there's going to be artists on site doing prints. We also have Tristan Jenny coming out doing flash tattoos. And we have Heather coming out doing hand poke tattoos. So it's a great opportunity if you've never seen one of those done to come out, and it's a unique opportunity.
And this weekend, of course, very significant weekend with Remembrance Day. What do you guys have planned for maybe some of our veterans and things like that down there?
We'll have some Indigenous veteran story displays set up all through the building. And we're going to have at 11 o'clock some drummers come out and sing an honor song for our veterans. And so we hope that you guys can come out, wear your poppies. Of course, we will have artists out selling beaded poppies, and we encourage anyone that buys a beaded poppy to also make sure that you're still putting in a donation into your local poppy jar that you'll find at almost every store everywhere. Also, our artists commit to donating a portion of their sales when they make cause-related products like poppies to local charities. So you can always be sure that when you support an Indigenous artist through IM, you're also supporting the cause that it's intended for.
Awesome. Once again, speaking with Lori Davis, the IAM Indigenous Artists Collective is having another market. Get your early Christmas shopping done down at Alberta Avenue this weekend. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us, Lori. We can't wait to see you down at the market.
Yeah, Xamaga nephew. Everyone's going to be there. All the deadliest aunties and uncles will be there, so you better get your pants on and get down there.